The first human to receive a self-contained artificial heart met the public today. He's a former teacher and telephone company worker named Robert Tools. For the past 7 weeks, Tools' life has been sustained by a titanium and plastic device the size of a grapefruit. During that time, his identity has been a well-kept secret, but his doctors in Louisville said Mr. Tools thought it was time to show off how well he's doing. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Tools appeared on closed-circuit television from his doctor's office at Jewish Hospital. Only 5 days past his 59th birthday, he looked gaunt and frail. His voice was weak because just today, doctors closed a hole in his throat. That was used to hook him up to a machine that helped him breathe. But he says he had no trouble giving doctors the green light to replace his damaged heart with a machine untested in humans.
I had a choice. I could sit at home and die, or come here and take a chance. I decided to come here and take a chance.
The scene at Jewish Hospital was reminiscent of the last time surgeons replaced the human heart with a device. That was in the mid-1980s at another Louisville hospital. Bill Schrader was the patient who lived longest in that set of experiments, almost 2 years. But at this point, 51 days after the implant, Schrader was in much worse shape than Tools is today. Schrader had suffered strokes on both sides of his brain that hampered his memory and made speech difficult. He was depressed and anemic. Tools is by no means hale and hearty. His surgeons say he needs to gain 30 pounds. But his brain is intact, and the doctors say other vital organs are functioning better than they have in many months.
I realize that death is inevitable. But I also realize if there's an opportunity to extend it, you take it. And that's what I did.
Tools says it's odd having a pump in his chest that makes a noticeable whir.
I'm still getting used to it. The biggest thing is getting used to not having a heartbeat, except here I have a whirring sound. And that makes me realize that I'm alive because I can hear it without a stethoscope.
The Louisville surgeons can hardly contain their enthusiasm for the 21st century artificial heart. Dr. Lehman Gray thinks the device opens a new era in the treatment of the sickest cardiac patients.
There's a very large portion of our population who have what we call sort of end-stage coronary artery disease. Otherwise, the artery is so diffusely diseased we cannot bypass them. We see this very commonly in our practice. I would envision at some point in the future that possibly these people who really can't be treated today, we might be able to offer them a total artificial heart, and they could then lead a productive life for many, many years to come.
Gray's partner, Dr. Robert Dowling, says there's every reason to expect Tools to resume a relatively normal life if he can put on weight and avoid complications.
When he gets his strength back, the heart, the device, allow him to do whatever he wants. It'll allow him to go fishing. He'll be able to go for walks. Other than vigorous physical activity, like if he wanted to run in a Derby mini marathon, it would probably be a little bit too much. But, if he wanted to go on a 3-mile walk to raise money or just for fun, that would be okay.
It's too soon to know if Tools will recover that much. And even his surgeons acknowledge that Tools might want to exchange his artificial heart someday for a human heart transplant. Richard Knox, NPR News.